Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kids Media Club podcast. I'm your host, Andy Williams. Joe and Emily will be joining us later to ask our guests a few questions. We recorded this episode on the evening of the British Animation Awards. During the event, I got a chance to sit down and chat to Rob Doherty about the future of animation. The attendees of the ceremony all received a goodie bag with the words emotional baggage written on it. And that turned out to be pretty fitting as it was an emotional evening. There were many worthy winners, demonstrating the strength and depth of British animation. Loopers received the most awards with their fantastic movie, Kensuke's Kingdom, winning 3 awards, including Best Animated Feature and Best Score. But it felt like the end of an era when Helen Brosnan and Kieran Argo announced that it would be their last awards and that they would be handing over the reins to whoever would take on the challenge next. But that was animation's present, and to discuss the future of animation, I sat down with Rob. Let's take a listen. Hi, Rob. Could you just give us a brief introduction for the benefit of our listeners?
Of course. I'm Rob Doherty, 30-year veteran in the animation industry and kids industry, now consulting media executive and owner and runner and slave to Festivus.
Now, my co-host Emily couldn't be with us today, but she has recorded this question for you.
How do you see animation in the UK faring in the current headwinds facing the industry as a whole?
It's an interesting question, isn't it? It's like, you know, everyone's struggling at the moment. I think the headwinds are hitting every boat, not just ours. We will get through it. You know, there is always, it's always going to pick back up again. What I'm interested in is what that landscape looks like after it picks up again.
Looking at the UK animation more kind of broadly, what do you think we do well and where do you think there could be improvements or things that we could do better as an industry?
As far as the UK animation industry, we've always excelled at preschool. I mean, we've always done that amazingly well, and that's probably because of the history of the BBC behind it. And we still do excel, I think, in preschool. Since the streamers came on the scene, I think that's opened up a lot more opportunities for older skewing shows. And I think there's some incredible stuff coming out, a lot of which we're going to see on the screen tonight at the British Animation Awards. So where we could improve? I mean, the whole industry could improve right now, couldn't it? And we could be in a have a lot healthier ecosystem to sustain it. But I think it doesn't stop great content being made. It doesn't stop great content being developed at the moment. It's just where do we go for the financing for that, and where is the platform that is going to engage properly with our audience?
And here's a question from my other co-host, Joe.
Having worked with some Roblox experiences as you have, what do you see are the opportunities on Roblox for animation producers and creators in your view?
I think there's a huge opportunity on Roblox, not just Roblox, but all of those virtual worlds. And I'd include TikTok and all of that as well. You know, that is where our audience now is. They're engaging with their own content, they're creating their own content, and they're still engaging with other people's third-party content, just in a totally different way, in a totally different world. So I think there are massive opportunities over there. I think, if anything, what's going to happen, or what we should be doing now in the industry in general, is looking over there and working out how we can re-engage with our audience, an audience that I think we've lost touch with.
And I'll just go back to Emily, who has recorded another question.
With the rise of gaming, how do you see narrative elements being integrated into immersive gaming content for engaging experience, but without compromising on the gameplay?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the challenge, is how do we ask an audience that is creating their own narratives on a daily basis, on an hour, you know, hour by hour, I see my own children doing it. How do we force a narrative onto them, if you like, for want of a better term? That's the big challenge, I think, is how we work that in. How do we tell our stories in a way that is going to properly engage them?
And kind of following on from that, do you see kind of more of a merging of the gaming industry and the animation industry in terms of skill sets moving across from one area to the other?
I hope so. It's something I've been championing through Name Drop Festivus a lot, is the crossover of talent. I think everyone likes to pigeonhole everybody. You work in silos like that. I think there's a, especially right now when there's a dearth of work around, the more that we can share that information, the more we can cross-pollinate across gaming and VFX and animation of all genre, then it's going to just create a much healthier ecosystem. So yeah, absolutely, I think there is. And I think we're pointing in that direction anyway. I just think we need to give it a bit of a kick up the arse.
That's interesting. So one of the things that makes me think a bit about is that you can see in terms of a lot of gaming engines like Unreal Engine, that that has now become part of the workflow of a lot of animation producers. Do you think we need more and more of that IP to be sort of considering a gaming dimension and a animation dimension from the outset?
I don't think it necessarily needs to be considered from the outset. I think like Unreal, it becomes it. We adopt it and we bring it on board and we make it our own. It's still working in gaming. We're just making it work for animation as well. We're working with work in a different way. Yeah. All software does that. It needs to start somewhere. And then if it works in other areas, then it will be picked up and it will be adapted and adopted properly.
And here's another recorded question from Joe.
Does UK animation have its own identity then? What is it known for, would you say?
Does it have its own identity? Yes, I think it does. I think for good and bad, probably. It depends. You'd probably be better asking someone from abroad that question. I think it does. I still think it has a strong identity. I think it's incredibly creative. I think it breaks new boundaries all the time with creativity. It's always looking for new opportunities. It doesn't get set in its own way. And that is amazing. It also sometimes holds us back, I think, because that's not always seen by the wider world. And with the money coming in from the US, they do like a lot of stuff that works for them and aren't always looking for groundbreaking shows necessarily. I think we have, yeah, I would say that the UK was the center of creativity for that side of things. We probably both grew up on a lot of American shows, yeah, as much as British shows. The ones that have probably stayed with me longer, anyway, are probably the British ones, even though they probably only had 7 episodes of them. Now, that probably speaks to the creativity and originality of them and the fact that they resonate so much more. I think a lot of, within the animation world, I think a lot of different countries' identities are created more by the policies around them and the tax breaks and what that then means for that country, whether you become a service studio or whether you become a country that originates IP. And I think historically, because we've been able to, for long periods, you know, up until 15, 20 years ago, long periods sustained by the public sector, then that created its own, you know, ecosystem of creativity and self-sustainability. But yes, obviously now more and more our stuff is travelling further, US stuff still travels everywhere, and that has to be made somewhere as well. So I think each place has its own little ecosystem based on how it, where it fits into the wider ecosystem.
And that's a wrap for this very short episode. Thanks again to Rob for being a fantastic and insightful guest. As ever, if you like the show, please rate, follow, and tell all your mates. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.